This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The state is looking out for more cases of the Omicron variant of COVID-19. Colorado's first case is in a woman in Arapahoe County in Metro Denver. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Public health departments are doing regular genome and wastewater testing to track variants. The state says this particular case is not due to community transmission in Colorado, but instead involves a returning traveler from Southern Africa. The woman followed health guidance, like wearing a mask, says state epidemiologist Dr. Rachel Herlihy.
And at this point, we have no reason to believe that masks would be less effective for the Omicron variant than they are for COVID-19 in general.
She says the woman's close contacts have tested negative. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
There's more on the Omicron variant in Colorado at CPR.org. Former Colorado Supreme Court Justice Gregory Hobbs has died. Hobbs was an expert in water law. In addition to his long legal career, Hobbs was a published poet. He read one of his works on Colorado matters.
At the root and core of time and no time, the great divide community stands astride the backbone of the continent, gathering, draining, reflecting, sending forth a flow so powerful it seeps rhythmically from within.
Hobbs spent almost 20 years on the state Supreme Court. He retired in 2015. There are more details about the crash that killed an air tanker pilot last month near Estes Park. The National Transportation Safety Board says a video shows the plane's wing rocking while in flight, and two witnesses later watched the plane roll upside down. Pilot Mark Olson was on a rare nighttime flight to help contain the Kruger Rock fire when his plane went down. Colorado State University has fired its head football coach. Steve Adazio got just 4 wins in 16 games over 2 seasons. CSU says a national search for his replacement will begin immediately. Rams football hasn't played in a postseason bowl game since a loss in the New Mexico Bowl in 2017. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.